Hello, my name is Marcela Corpeño. I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Kern County. May I speak with Hugh Snyder?
This is Hugh.
Thank you. Would you prefer to take this survey in English or Spanish?
If you do it real quick, we'll do it in English.
Yes, it's a quick survey. First of all, are you registered to vote in Kern County?
Yes.
Thank you. I know it's a long way, but what are the chances of your voting in the elections for President, U.S. Congress, County Supervisor, and other offices on November 5th? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or do you think you, or don't you think you will vote?
I will definitely vote.
Thinking about past elections in Kern County for local offices like County Board or Supervisors, do you always vote? Vote most of the time? Only vote some of the time, or do you not vote in those races?
Most of the time.
Okay. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Kern County are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off the underground track?
Kern County's been all right. It's in the right track.
Okay, now I'm going to read you the names of some public figures, and I'd like you to rate your feelings toward each one as very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person, please say so. The first one is Kamala Harris.
Very unfavorable.
Okay. Gavin Newsom.
Very unfavorable.
Leticia Perez?
Unfavorable.
Somewhat or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Okay. Donald Trump?
Very favorable.
And Kim Salas?
Somewhat favorable.
Somewhat favorable?
Yeah.
And would you say Leticia Perez is doing an excellent, good, just fair, or poor job as county supervisor?
I don't like her.
Okay. And about her job, do you think it's good, just fair, poor?
I haven't kept track of her.
Understand.
I don't know.
Overall, do you think county supervisor Leticia Perez deserves to be reelected? Or do you think that someone new should be given a chance?
I think somebody new should be given a chance.
Okay. If the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Kamala Harris?
Donald Trump.
Okay. And if the election for county supervisor were held today and the candidates in your district were Kim Salas, Assembly Member, District Director, and Leticia Perez, County Supervisor, for whom would you vote? Kim Salas,
Kim
Assembly Member?
Kim Salas.
Okay.
I'll vote for Salas.
Okay. And how certain are you that you will vote for Kim Salas, Assembly District Director? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
Very centered.
Thank you. Please tell me which one of these issues is most important to you in deciding your vote county supervisor. Climate change, crime, county taxes, homelessness, roads and traffic, housing costs, jobs, and the economy.
Crime.
Okay, thank you. Now, let me read you a series of statements about Kim Salas. For each, please tell me whether is this a very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not at all convincing reason to support Kim Salas for county supervisor. The first one says...
Okay, Salas is a Republican, right?
Yes.
Correct? Okay, I'm not going to vote for a Democrat, period, ever.
Understand. Well, this is just like general information. I just need to read the statements for you, and you just tell me what you feel in regards of that.
Okay, hurry.
Yes, I'm sorry. The thing is that I cannot skip this part. I'm sorry about that. I'm going to do it as quick as I can. The first one says, Salas will work to make county government more responsive to taxpayers. She says, East Bakersfield has been neglected for too long and that new leadership is needed to improve county services like trash pickup, road repairs, and parks and recreation. It could be not at all a convincing reason to support her or a little convincing.
I'm very convinced to support her.
Very convincing reason to support her. Okay. The next one says...
Her? Are you talking Leticia's...
No, right now we're talking about Kim Salas, yes.
Okay, yes, yes. I will support her.
Okay. Very convincing or someone convincing?
Very convincing.
Okay. The next one says, Salas will fight for real solutions to the homelessness crisis. She wants better mental health care and addiction services, more transitional housing, and improved job training programs.
I think they should just put him in jail.
And is this a very convincing reason, someone convincing, a little convincing, or not a convincing
somewhat
reason to
convincing.
Support her? Somewhat, okay. Thank you.
Somewhat convincing, because you're always going to have homeless.
Okay. The next one says, Salas says, her top priority is to fight crime and making sure that law enforcement agencies have the staffing and resources. I'm sorry, and resources they need to keep our neighborhood safe.
Somewhat. I think they waste a lot of money.
I understand. And the next one says, streets roads in Kern County are in bad shape. Salas will work to make sure that potholes are filled, drains, and gutters are repaired. Street lights work, and that trash and graffiti are cleaned up.
Yeah, somewhat.
Somewhat convinced.
We'll see.
Okay. And the last one says, Salas wants the county to do more to prevent drug addiction and stop fentanyl use. She'll work for more education and better community services to stop drug use. I'm sorry, to stop drug use before it starts.
Who do you work for?
Right now, I just work for opinion research. It's like a public opinion survey that we're doing right now. We're not working with a specific party, or at least we're not told about that.
Okay. Go ahead.
The last one says, Salas wants the county to do more to prevent drug addiction and stop fentanyl use. She'll work for more education and better community services to stop drug use before it starts.
Somewhat. There's only so much can be done.
Okay. We are at the 70% of the survey. We're about to finish. Then, after hearing more information, if the election for Kern County Supervisor were held today and the candidates were Kim Salas, Assembly Member, District Director, and Leticia Perez, County Supervisor, for whom would you vote? Kim Salas or Leticia Perez?
I told you, I'll only vote for Republicans. I will not vote for Democrat.
So it could be Leticia Perez, right?
Leticia Perez is not a Democrat, right?
Yes. So
I will vote for Salas.
Okay. Thank you. I just need to make sure. And now I'm going to read you a series of statements about Leticia Perez. For each one, please tell me whether that statement is accurate, raises very serious doubts, minor doubt, or no real doubt in your mind about voting for Leticia Perez or for county supervisor. There are only three statements. I'm going to read this as quick as I can. As county supervisor, Perez has cut funding for law enforcement and public safety. As a result, crime has risen and Kern County has the highest homicide rate in all of California.
Yeah, I agree.
And that raised very serious doubts about her. Serious doubts, minor doubts, or no real
doubts?
Very
serious doubt. Okay. Very serious doubt. All three questions.
Okay. I just need to read it to you just for the survey purposes. I'm sorry. The Perez does not show up for work in her last two terms. She missed more board meetings than all other supervisors combined. In the last year alone, she missed 30% of board meetings. Same answer, correct? You told me very serious doubts.
Correct.
And the last one says, Perez pled guilty to a conflict of interest indictment involving her voting record as a county supervisor. She paid a $30,000 fine and was sentenced to 100 hours for community services for her offense. Same answer, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
And I didn't know about that.
Okay. Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes only. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat or Republican?
I'm a Republican.
Okay. Could you call yourself a strong Republican or a not very strong Republican?
Strong Republican.
Okay.
Strong conservative.
I understand. So very conservative or somewhat conservative?
Very conservative.
Okay. And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
From college.
Okay. And in what year were you born?
62.
Thank you. And are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
Yes.
Is that you or a household member?
No, not me. Wife and son.
Understand. And do you consider yourself to be white, African-American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or...
I'm as white as they come.
I'm sorry?
I said I'm as white as they come.
Okay. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have your first name?
Hugh, H-U-G-H.
Thank you so much. Well, this concludes our survey for today. I really appreciate your time and your rest of your day.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.